Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Can you clarify the abortion laws in New South Wales for us? It seems to be a little bit murky.
Yeah, so currently abortion is, as you said, still illegal in New South Wales. It's punishable by up to 10 years jail under the Crimes Act. That doesn't mean that it's impossible to get legal access to an abortion. There was a decision in the New South Wales District Court in 1971 known as the Levine ruling, which allows doctors to approve an abortion if a woman's physical or mental health is considered, and they're able to take into account social, economic, and other sort of medical factors in that decision. But it is still on a criminal statute, and doctors and women can be prosecuted.
So it's to the doctor's discretion whether that woman can get an abortion or not.
That's exactly right, and that's part of the issue. Yeah. With still having it as a
yeah, very much so. Very, very much a blocking of freedom of speech, especially specifically freedom of your own body. So how do the abortion laws in New South Wales compare with other states?
So currently only New South Wales and Queensland are the only two states where it is still on the criminal statute. Mm-hmm. Queensland, though, has made some moves to change this situation. I think it was last month or maybe July that the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced that the Labor government there would introduce a law that or repeal, I suppose, that part of the Crimes Act in Queensland. Mm. Every other state, and I mean there are various, as I'm sure you know, various regulations in different states, and they're all, a lot of them are far from ideal, but it has been decriminalised in other states.
Mm. So do you think that in terms of the New South Wales public, do you think that the actual laws align with the public opinion? And if they don't, why hasn't there been this change earlier?
Yes, well, I mean, this survey, which was, I should say, was commissioned by the Greens last year prior to Maureen Faruqi introducing a bill to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales, which eventually failed. Mm. As you said at the start, found that 76% of people were unaware that it remains a criminal offence in New South Wales, and that 73% thought that it should be decriminalised and regulated as a healthcare service. Hmm. Another interesting part of that survey was that in rural areas, where in New South Wales it is much more difficult for women to access abortions for various reasons, related to access, obviously. Hmm. Awareness of the laws were actually higher than in cities, which might be related to the fact that they are more aware of the reality of it. But, I mean, it's hard to say why. I think the reality is that in New South Wales politics, traditionally there has been a strong conservative voice on the crossbench, particularly in the upper house, you know, talking about the presence of the Christian Democratic Party, and within the major parties as well. I mean, there are some hard-right factions in the Liberal Party and conservative Catholic factions within the Labor Party.
Interesting. So why do you think so many people are unaware of this criminalisation, and it would take for someone they know or themselves to go to the doctor to actually find out about this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, right? Like, I spoke to Kirsten Black from the University of Sydney, who was part of this study, and she sort of hypothesised that one of the reasons is that it's an area of health that isn't often talked about in the public sphere until you're in that situation yourself or you know someone who is, right? So I think a lot of people just assume in 2018 that you just can access a safe abortion if you want to in a state like New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And the reality is not always the case, I suppose.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Michael.
No worries. Thanks for having me.